Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Des Cahill is here. Yes, Des.
Yeah. Good morning, Mary. We've got a lot of football records created last night. On the opening night of the Euro 24 qualifiers, Cristiano Ronaldo celebrated his world record 197th international appearance by scoring twice as Portugal beat Liechtenstein 4-0. The 38-year-old has now scored a record 120 international goals. He added to his goals tally with a second-half penalty before finding the top corner with a free kick. He made his international debut back in 2003. Harry Kane, meanwhile, became England's record international scorer. His side began their Euro 2024 qualifying campaign by beating the reigning champions, Italy, 2-1 in Group C. England skipper scored with a penalty shortly before half-time to make it 2-0 after Declan Rice opened the scoring in 13 minutes. Matteo Retegi did pull a goal back for Italy, but England held on despite having Luke Shaw sent off 10 minutes from time for receiving two yellow cards. Harry Kane has now scored 54 goals for England, one more than Wayne Rooney. Remarkably though, Kane has reached that tally in 39 games fewer than it took Rooney. After the game, the England coach Gareth Southgate paid tribute to his striker.
Well, firstly, his overall performance tonight was outstanding. I thought he really dominated the centre-backs. His link play was really good. You could see right from the beginning of the game he was really on it. To break the record in the manner he did, given the recent history, was an indication of his strength of character and his mentality. And I couldn't be happier for him and his family. They're lovely people. He is a brilliant professional. And to do it as quickly as he has as well, with still, you know, a lot of his career still to go, is an incredible achievement. So, yeah, huge credit to him. The players gave him a brilliant reception afterwards, and I think that was a response to both the record and what he's just had to recover from as well.
Now, Michael O'Neill's second spell as manager of Northern Ireland got off to a winning start with a 2-0 away victory in San Marino. Bolton striker Dion Charles scored both goals against the world's lowest-ranked side. O'Neill's men now host Finland at Windsor Park on Sunday. The Finns lost 2-1 last night to Denmark. There are two games tonight in the Republic of Ireland's Group B. France, who will be coming to Dublin on Monday, play in the big game. They take on the Netherlands, while Gibraltar hosts Greece. World Athletics has confirmed it will exclude from female competition any transgender woman who has gone through male puberty. They also confirmed that Russian athletes are to remain barred from track and field for the foreseeable future because of the country's invasion and ongoing war in Ukraine. In golf, there were victories for Rory McIlroy and Seamus Power at the World Match Play Championship in Texas, but Shane Lowry suffered a heavy defeat, losing 4-3 to Mackenzie Hughes. So while Lowry cannot qualify for the knockout stages now, Seamus Power, who beat Adam Hadwin on the 18th green, can advance, but he must beat Sam Burns today. Rory McIlroy, who won 2-up against Denny McCarthy, still needs to beat or tie with Keegan Bradley to ensure he goes through. In rugby, it's first against second tonight in the URC as Leinster host a very powerful Stormers side. The South Africans, who are the defending champions, include five Springboks in their team. In contrast, Leinster will be without those who played for Ireland in last week's Grand Slam triumph. But Jordan Larmour, Kieran Frawley and Ross Maloney, who are in the squad, will start in tonight's big game at the RDS. And 18-year-old Ulster prop Sive McGrath will make her Ireland debut in tomorrow's TikTok Women's Six Nations opener against Wales in Cardiff. It's interesting TikTok is the sponsor of the series, given how Western governments are reacting to TikTok and banning it in many areas. But in relation to the games themselves, Irish coach Greg McWilliams was asked if he'd be happy with Ireland getting three wins from the series.
If we're to get three wins, we get to the WSV, we're in the top tier. I think the important thing is, you know, let's talk about the elephant in the room. We don't have sevens players, but I can get a true reflection on where we stand moving into next year. If we finish at the end of Six Nations, it's where we deserve to be. And if it's not good enough, that starts at me. I'll own it. And if it goes in a good direction and we manage to pick up good results and our process is getting better and people can see that we're trying to play a certain way and that's clear, I'll be delighted. But we'll know where we stand on Saturday, and we'll know where we stand at the end of Six Nations, and we'll own that.
We'll have that game live on Saturday Sport tomorrow. In racing, ahead of the new flat season getting underway this weekend, the action in Dundalk this evening begins at 4:50.